Israel allows terrorist to enter country to donate bone marrow to brother, only to arrest him. By Deborah Danan on August 10, 2020. A Palestinian terrorist was arrested for the 2010 murder of two Israeli soldiers after he was permitted to enter Israel to donate bone marrow to his brother, the Shin Bet Security Agency said Sunday. Abdallah Dagme, 38, a resident of Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip, was charged in Beersheba District Court for the killing of Major Alireza Peretz and Staff Sergeant Ilan Sviatkovsky, as well as membership in a terrorist organization and managing a terror cell. Dagma joined the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades in 2002. He confessed the attack had been planned by as early as September 2008, the Shin Bet said. The March 26, 2010 killing saw IDF troops walk into a trap when terrorists pretended to plant a bomb along the border fence with Gaza. Terrorists then attacked the troops with mortars and gunfire. Peretz was killed by a grenade that hit his chest. Dagma was arrested in July after receiving permission to enter Israel to donate bone marrow to his sick brother. The Shin Bet recognized Dagma's name after he applied for a permit and allowed him to enter Israel. He was arrested but was allowed to donate the bone marrow. Dagme said the terror attack was so long ago. He wasn't even aware he was still wanted by Israeli authorities, Israeli media reported. I didn't know I was wanted in Israel, he said. I fell into the trap. I hope I saved my brother's life. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would never stop looking for those responsible for terrorist attacks, no matter how much time elapsed. All those who seek evil know that even if many years pass, the state of Israel will not give up until we find justice with the terrorists, he said.